I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in Sri Lanka have been the targets of escalating violence. An elected official and small group of Buddhist monks are falsely accusing Gospel for Asia's Bible College of being a front for a Sri Lankan terrorist group. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan.
One of the elected political officials came with a loaded gun and a whole bunch of people with him, threatening to kill our students and rape our female students, and demanding that the school be closed down.
Next, Transworld Radio began broadcasting in five Indian languages in 1978 from a single AM radio station with a 400,000-watt transmitter. The ministry's working to meet the spiritual, educational, social, and cultural needs of its audience through 380 broadcast programs. To mark the 30-year milestone, TWR India is organizing national listener rallies, clergy development meetings, women's meetings, musical events, and more interactive programs across the country. And there are roughly 20 million people living in Ghana, West Africa, of which 10% are blind and 30% struggle with visual impairment. Most of these problems are preventable. International AIDS Faye Crotts says they launched outreach brigades and training classes aimed at prevention and cure. But there's a deeper component to the outreach, says Crotts.
There's a lot of Christians that are working at our clinic, so there's that personal ministry. Many of our volunteers are Christians. When they go to surgery, our doctors there pray with the staff and the patients. And there's many ways to be able to do that, and we try to make sure that it's not just in word, but it's in deed.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.